from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Opening statements are set for Monday in Donald Trump's hush money case. The jury and the alternates will be a part of history, and that was just too much for dozens of potential jurors.
We saw the stress even potential jurors were facing. One woman telling the court, "I have really bad anxiety. More and more people in my life know that I'm here without me even telling them. Just by putting the pieces together," she was immediately excused. Another woman dismissed after she broke down in tears. Trump, whose eyes were closed, opening them to look at her, she said, "I feel so nervous and anxious right now. I'm sorry. I thought I could do this."
ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York. As court was in session, a man set himself on fire in a park across the street. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny says the man, who was from Florida, took out pamphlets from a bag, threw them around, doused himself with accelerant, and then lit himself on fire.
The investigation, all his social media, any associates, we'll be looking at all of that.
The man is hospitalized in critical condition. Lawyers for New York's attorney general want the judge in Mr. Trump's civil trial to reject his $175 million bond and require him to post a new one within a week. The White House supports four foreign aid bills the House could vote on tomorrow.
It's not just about Ukraine and Israel and Indo-Pacific. It's also about our own national security, which is why it's important that we step in.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. President Biden addressing union workers in D.C.
During his remarks, President Joe Biden championed several of his economic policies, like the Chips and Sciences Act and the bipartisan infrastructure law. But his remarks weren't just a victory lap. He also sharply criticized former President Donald Trump and those in his orbit. Biden promised if he's reelected, he would continue the rollback of Trump's economic policies.
ABC's Brittany Shepard. Stocks closed mixed for the day, lower for the week. You're listening to ABC News. Tomorrow's 420. It's a day of appreciation for marijuana lovers. And since it falls on a Saturday, enthusiasts may be even more tempted to partake.
The cannabis industry has more to celebrate in some parts of the country than others. States that were early adopters of legalization, like Colorado and Washington, are seeing declining sales as more states climb on board. New Mexico, for example, has just surpassed $1 billion in sales 2 years after it legalized recreational marijuana.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Workers in Baltimore have removed 1,300 tons of steel from the wreckage of a collapsed bridge.
Governor Wes Moore says crews have removed 120 containers from the Dolly container ship that is still trapped in the wreckage of the Key Bridge. He says the goal is to take off 140 containers so the recovery can continue.
Now, removing the containers is going to help us to build a staging area to access the pieces of the bridge that are on top of the dolly.
Officials want to allow large ships to be able to access the busy port of Baltimore. They're hopeful that will be possible by the end of the month. Brian Clark, ABC News.
India started a six-week-long election today. Prime Minister Modi is seeking a rare third term as the country's leader. Nearly 970 million voters will pick 534 lawmakers in staggered elections, which run until June 1st. We're tracking a new storm system heading into the weekend. Heavy rain and thunderstorms could bring possible flooding to Texas tomorrow from Dallas to Houston. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.